We had it last year at Woking. That was a trappy game, and we went there and acquitted ourselves really well. Listen, we know it's going to be a difficult tie. I went to watch them against Boreham Wood, so I know a lot about them. I watched some videos of them as well. And the one thing you know what is going to happen is that the players will raise the game by 30 or 40% because, you know, the adrenaline, big crowd, their TV cameras there. The crowd will get behind them, so they'll be a lot more vociferous than what they were in the Boreham Wood game. And it creates an atmosphere that, you know, you can thrive on. We've got to go there mindful of the fact that that's going to happen and be prepared for it and be prepared to work hard, you know, because their team are going to, well, we would presume that their team will really raise their game, so we have to raise our game as well.
I know you hate losing football matches. Can you even imagine what it would be like to be on the end of an FA Cup upset?
Well, I've been on the end of a few as a player and a manager, so, you know, I know what it's like. The big thing I always took out of the FA Cup was as a player as well, because, you know, obviously, you know, I wasn't playing in the top flight, and these were my bread and butter rounds, and the first round was the holy grail for me because I was a non-league player. I think I only played a couple of times in the first round, but you'd always looked the next round, if you went out, very envious at the other teams, you know, getting their moment of glory, their spotlight, and you wanted to be part of that, and you felt a bit empty on the next FA Cup round came round. So I'm still mindful of that as a manager. And, you know, we had a good run last year, and it'd be great to replicate it again.
As far as your opponents are concerned, there's some very familiar names and familiar faces in there. There's a few players that you've managed in there for guys, Rob Atkinson, Lee Molyneux, Will Hatfield. Will that have any bearing, or is it just a case of you come across people in football from time to time?
Listen, it might have a bit of a bearing for them. I can't judge that, but, I know Molly quite well, and he's a great lad and a good footballer as well. He's always fared quite well against me when he's played against me, when I've been managing, so hopefully he doesn't fare too well on Sunday.
And as far as your approach is concerned, just finally, is it the old consider changes, give players an opportunity, or is there a balancing act to be had between that and maybe getting the proverbial egg on your face if you make too many changes?
I just want to win the game, so whatever team I put out, I expect them to be able to win the game, and if we don't, I won't be happy.